It's hard to tell based on the budget we have, but certainly there's going to be less need to build more Tomahawk missiles and cruise missiles because we're not blowing them up so much anymore because we're not conducting the war. So certainly there'll be some effect because we won't be doing the same levels of restocking. But most of the major weapons programs appear to continue to be on track, especially those that relate to the kinds of optics and high technology things and telecommunication things that we do here in Central Florida.
And there's also the rapidly growing field of battlefield simulation technology here in Central Florida.
That too. As we start to wind down and need to save money, the training increasingly turns towards simulation. The contract levels seem to be holding up well. There's nothing in the budget that would threaten those that I could see, Tom.
Of course, another major area of interest for us here in Central Florida is the federal budget allocation for NASA. The president's proposal has $2.1 billion for NASA's spaceport projects. And that, I believe, represents a substantial increase.
It sure does. Almost $300 million over last year, Tom. This is a big deal. And NASA is accelerating its attempt to get the private sector involved in the launch process. That's another $300 million worth of contracts to be let this year. So they've done a pretty good job now of stepping up after the big hiatus and the big layoffs after the space shuttle program shut down.
There were about 8,000 jobs lost directly when the shuttle program shut down. Will this spending increase at NASA and at KSC, will that mean some jobs coming back to the Space Coast?
It will mean some jobs will come back, Tom, and that's a great thing. It's just too bad that it didn't happen a little sooner, but it's happening now, so God bless.
Now, it appears as if a lot of this federal money will be distributed by NASA to various private contractors. Do we know if those private companies will actually hire displaced shuttle workers here on the Space Coast? I mean, many of these companies are based in Alabama or California or somewhere else.
Well, they could be almost anywhere, but a substantial number of them are likely to be associated with activities at KSC, Tom. The budget does include $41 million for the Kennedy Space Center's planned multi-use launch facility. That will be spent right at KSC. And another $404 million goes to upgrading the ground support systems for NASA's new heavy lift rocket, and much of that is spent directly at KSC. So this substantial increases in the spending.
In another Florida-related area of the president's proposed budget, the White House surprised a lot of people by proposing $232 million for Everglades restoration projects. What specifically is planned for those funds, and how will that impact Florida?
Well, there's a number of things that are planned that would directly affect Florida. Large contracts to do the spreader canal system that's part of the replumbing of the Everglades, and then the associated infrastructure to move traffic across this now spread out format for the water distribution. We're talking about $232 million for the project that had been stalled for many years.
Well, this also sounds like it would include some job creation.
Yeah, it will translate into significant numbers of jobs. These are substantial contracts.
And the Everglades restoration funding is not all going to South Florida, as some might expect. $3 million is earmarked for the Everglades Headwaters project, which is right here in Osceola County.
Yes, that's right, Tom. And all of that is very important to the ultimate resolution of the problems with the Everglades. I mean, spending this money creates jobs and income here in Florida, so it's good for that reason. It creates the long-term restoration of the Everglades system, which is an investment in capital, and ultimately it protects the water supplies in South Florida. Part of what the restoration plan includes is the construction of these large reservoirs to be able to hold and contain fresh water, and that's very important for the long run for South Florida.
And of course, all of this that we've been talking about depends upon Congress approving the president's budget, or at least the parts that we're discussing that relate to Florida. What, in your opinion, Hank, are the chances for this budget in Congress, and what might the final product look like, at least regarding Florida projects?
Well, I think some parts of it will get through. This is an election year, so there'll be a lot of traction for NASA and for the restoration of the Everglades and the overall size of the budget. These are relatively small matters. The real fight's going to be how we deal with the deficit long term. Do we want to attempt to deal with the deficit in the short term, as Great Britain did, or do we want to risk the potential of recession? So those are real issues, but those will be resolved ultimately by the election. Those aren't going to be resolved by this budget proposal.